Kyle Cassell is our state representative for District 12. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Fine. Just back from the border. Kind of like to get your thoughts.
Absolutely. A good visit. Glad that John and I had the opportunity to go down there yesterday to get into, get educated on what's really going on. And, you know, the leadership from the governor to the speaker and the lieutenant governor with the surge over the last few weeks has been incredible. You know, this surge is mainly targeted at the criminals, the cartels, and the human trafficking aspect, and they have been very successful in slowing that down considerably over the last few weeks.
You know, there's talk that they'll be spread apart not only in Texas but in other states as well. Tell me what your colleagues who are down there, who basically have been representing an area that's been living with this for two decades, do you have any exchanges with them or what their thoughts are about how things are being handled down there?
I have not had the opportunity to visit with them recently, but I know it's been a burden. And when the surge started, I can give you this, you know, when the troops of the long lines of black and white DPS officers arrived in the valley, the folks were just overwhelmed. They felt secure again. They were helpful. I mean, in that first week alone, I think they were able to find a lot of folks on this side because they were so scared, and to have that presence, you know, the DPS has an incredible, they have a different, a game plan than the Border Patrol, so they were able to be a little bit more aggressive in their posture.
Sure. Kyle Cassell joining us this morning, so I appreciate the input on that. Obviously, it's not in session, but there's plenty of time that you're taking in preparation toward the session, so folks will understand. You probably know Kyle's district is very large, goes up basically up to Waco and then down to Brazos County. You're on Ag, Livestock, and Environmental Regulation. I want to talk to you for a minute about Ag and Livestock. We did a story this morning talking about, and it seems to me it's driven by a lot of different forces, but having to do with how bad raising beef is for the environment, how the impact on greenhouse gases and fertilizer and land used as opposed to people eating plants is a very negative thing on our environment. You take that and you couple it with the idea that there are people in Washington who want to do away with the beef checkoff program, and it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Can you tell me basically where that is? Where is beef checkoff right now as far as D.C. is concerned?
Well, from the D.C.'s perspective, you know, from the Texas side, you know, we don't know where they're going to go. So if you've been paying attention, I passed a bill that gave Texas an opportunity to pass a referendum to start our own beef checkoff, which passed very successfully a couple weeks ago. So we have taken steps. If this beef checkoff goes away from the U.S. side, Texas will implement, it already has implemented, and there's an option for folks to opt out as well. But that'll give us the opportunity not only, and everybody thinks of it as a marketing tool, but it's also a research tool. We have introduced so many new steaks to the market utilizing the entire carcass. And as we've come out of these droughts, you know, we're blessed with a lot of rain right now, but, you know, our cow numbers are down. We're building up, but you can see the demand has remained. So it is vital to have this beef checkoff for not only marketing and research, because people still desire and demand a steak one or two times a week.
You know, it's kind of interesting. So you're in Ag and Livestock, but you're also on the Environmental Regulations Committee in the House, too, and obviously there are some concerns there. But tell me what kind of legislation you're looking at as far as environmental regulation.
Environmental regulation, we've got a hearing coming up soon. We bypassed on a couple weeks ago, but some of the things that are hitting us are, you know, the dumps, like we're having Hempstead below us, that we need to make sure are done correctly. And then you go back into agriculture and representing north of Waco, we go back to west and fertilizer. And so those have been issues on fertilizer plant, making sure that we do that safely, they're operating correctly, and the farmers still have access to that so we can continue to grow the abundant food that we do provide for the people of not only Texas but the country.
Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. Now, of course, you mentioned the fertilizer situation. Is it a matter of enforcing what's already in place, or do you think there do need to be some new guidelines put in place?
You know, we're studying it. I mean, the key to it, though, is some of these, I mean, we've got the number of fertilizer facilities that need a little new construction, and so that can help them avoid what happened in West if, you know, we have a terrible accident like the fire. So those things are being talked about, and we'll try to get them implemented quickly.
So as you get ready for the session, these are just a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you about based on your committee assignments. Are there some key things, challenges that you see that we're going to have to do as we get ready to
Absolutely. You know. I think one of the key issues that we're talking about, have been talking about for months and will continue, is transportation. And so the opportunity to talk about Prop 1 today real quick and make sure people realize that we have an opportunity in November. You know, do not vote. I mean, you're welcome to vote a straight ticket. I don't, you know, either side. But don't stop there. Follow the propositions. Transportation is important, and that vote will dictate how much time the legislature spends on transportation, because we do have a problem of infrastructure needs and maintenance that we need to take care of, and that will help us do that.
Yeah, it's interesting now that we have basically the ballot in. We don't have a ballot in May anymore. We now have a ballot in November. We'll have school bond issues. We have school board races. We have city council races. There's so many things down ballot that are important for people to be sure and vote on as well.
Yes. Take the time to drive to go vote. Take the time to go through the entire ballot.
Kyle Cassell represents the 12th District of Texas. Kyle, obviously, we'll be talking to you a few more times before Congress, before the House gets into session, but thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us this morning.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Scott.
All right, thank you.